Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I'm seeing how hot they are, and I'm thinking, Jesus, they've already won seven games now. They have six games to go, albeit four of them against, two against the Bills. Ooh, don't like that. One against Tennessee and one against the Colts. If they win half those games, that's 10 wins. And it's going to be because of Mac Jones. So the point I'm making is MVP. Mac Jones, I think, pretty much is wrapped up Offensive Rookie of the Year. But the MVP of the league, it's not just statistics. It's about who's the most important player in the league to their team, especially if this New England team goes to the playoffs and win a playoff game. You got to start talking about Mac Jones as MVP.
O.J. Simpson and Spaz both have Mac Jones
kindred
as
spirits.
The MVP. You two, I always said you guys think alike.
So alike.
You guys always think alike. So there it is. Where do you rank them? Where do you put them? Let's go Mike and Stoughton. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Lou?
What's up?
Nothing. What's going on over there? Spaz is spazzing out. He's losing his mind talking about Mac is better than Mahomes. Christian is fogged out from the 25 from 25.
I'm still dead.
I don't understand what's going on over there.
We need a break, Mike, is what we need. We need a little mini break.
I think so. But I would rank him number six because simply sports announcers have said, I think Mac is having all this prosperity because of situation. I mean, you know, like coming from Alabama, he fit right into the Patriots, into Bill Belichick's system. So that's why he's prospering as much. Because if you take any of the top four quarterbacks, you put them in the system, I don't think they would thrive as much, you know. And he never played in the cold, like you guys said. So there's a lot of unknown factors, and yep, that's why I would put him number seven.
Yep, I'm know? With you, Mike.
Number seven.
I'd put him in that range. Six,
that's
six,
you know
seven.
What? We can't, if you, listen, you can't have the extremes. He's not number one. He damn sure is not number seven.
Well, I'm not saying he's 12.
Okay, so.
So I'm not being
as far as playoff qualifying teams right now, the teams that are right now, if the season ended today, I'd put him at four there in the AFC. I put Josh Allen in front of him. I go in no particular order: Mahomes, Lamar, Josh, and Mac.
Okay, and he brought up the situation, and to your
what
point,
situation?
In a playoffs, you know, I don't think Bill's going to put the ball in his hands, which is something that I've said. Like, I don't think that's the identity of their football team. I think especially playoff time and his first playoff appearance, whoever that first game is, it's going to be run heavy early to get him comfortable in a different type of environment, a playoff environment. Now, if they go on the road at any point, that's another, you know, box that needs to be checked. So, I mean, there's a lot, but he's right and you're right as far as, like, Bill, the situation he's in, I don't think would put him in a situation, go out there and throw four picks in a game. You know, I don't think he would do that. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's in Methuen. Kevin, what's up, man? You're with Lou and Christian. Go ahead.
Hey, I think you guys don't know that you guys hit the lottery with that kid. He got heart. And I see that in the game where North Carolina, the Panthers, when he grabbed that guy's foot and stuff. And he's patient. You guys don't realize yet that you got a good quarterback. And I think
everybody
next
does.
Year, next year a good fit for him, but I don't know if he's going to be a free agent. That guy from the Rams, Cup.
Cooper.
Yeah. I think that's the perfect fit for him.
Well, I think it'd be a perfect fit for anybody. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I think everybody realized they got a special quarterback here. I mean, they got a guy that figured it out. I mean, it's a very impressive the way he looks, you know, early in his career as a rookie. Not year two, like so many of these guys have come in year two and sat for a year. He's year one. But, I mean, does he need a guy like Cup? Sure. Who wouldn't want Cup? But I don't know. I think most people realize they got a special quarterback here with this kid.
Yeah. He's number four.
Let's go to David and Natick. David, what's up?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Hope you have a good holiday. So I'm a Dolphins fan, so I'm going to be a little bit biased, but I would put Mac somewhere around sixth in the playoffs for the only reason being he hasn't demonstrated to me yet, as someone who's watched most of the Patriots games, that he can go out and sling it with another top quarterback and win the game himself. Whoever they're playing, their game plan is going to be shut down the run, make Mac stretch the field and beat you downfield, and he hasn't shown to me yet that he can do that.
Huh? Yeah. Really? I disagree.
Justin Herbert's won games by himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson's won games by himself. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes sure heck has.
Mm-hmm.
Tannehill, I think with Derrick Henry being injured, I'm not sure Tennessee's really much of a threat to anybody other than just the early wins they got bolstering their record. Baker Mayfield, I don't think is a threat, but nope. Nick Chubb could win a game by himself.
Yep, and Dave, thanks for the call. See, I agree with
that. That's the problem. See,
I agree with him.
See, what Dave will look at is you already have enough information. So he's decided, based on the information he has, small sample size, that he doesn't believe when Mac Jones is asked to win a game on his own that he can do it. Can't do it. Looked like he did it in that L.A. Charger game when they needed him to continually complete passes. There's more examples of him doing what people want proof of than not. It just hasn't shown up in a major game. It hasn't been the last drive to win the game. Like that clutch performance. No, it hasn't been that. It's been to run out of clock. It's been to try to get back into the game, yet somebody else screws up. So right now, Lou, if the playoffs started today, there would be seven teams in the playoffs.
Yes.
Your number one seed would be the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Buffalo Bills would play the Baltimore Ravens. The Los Angeles Chargers would play the New England Patriots. And the Cincinnati Bengals would play the Kansas City Chiefs. So right now, with that lineup, those seven teams, where is he ranked?
Well, now, are you talking about the team?
I'm just playing.
Patriots?
I don't care.
Beat the L.A. Chargers?
You tell me whatever you want. So I'm sure Lamar's better. You've already said that. Josh Allen's better. Patrick Mahomes is better. So, and I would say I would take Mac Jones right now over Ryan Tannehill. I would take him right now over Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals. And I would take him right now against Justin Herbert. So he's fourth in any scenario.
Listen, I would take the Patriots over the Chargers.
But I mean,
especially the Chargers coming here.
By saying that, indirectly, you basically are, you know, choosing a quarterback.
Not necessarily.
You have to.
No, because I think Bill Belichick factors in as well. Now we're talking about the entire game. So now it's like, okay, now you got to look at the Patriots' defense, the offense, how they match up. Herbert, I think, is a better quarterback, unless he plays the Patriots. The guy said four bad games in his whole career, and two of them against the Patriots. There's only been two games his whole career he hasn't thrown a touchdown pass, and they've been both against the New England Patriots. So Herbert versus the Pats is not a good matchup. So I would take the New England Patriots, coached by Bill Belichick, because they're a football team. That's all I'm just saying. So when I just look at individual quarterbacks and say, what have they done? Who do I trust as far as performance and level of play? And I start ranking QBs, I don't put them above those guys. I don't put him above some of those. Tannehill, I probably put him above Tannehill.
Yeah.
I think Tannehill's lived on Derrick Henry, to be honest with you, and we'll see what he looks like this week. So, I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to House. House got number 1-2. What's up, House?
Well, what's going on, man? I trust Mac. I think I put Mac number one. Let me tell you why, man. And I agree with you, Lou, because it's not Mac. Mac, if he plays the way he's playing right now and the defense holds up, I trust the game plan. As long as you got Josh and Bill – Mac is obedient to the 15th degree. He listens. So I know they're not going to put him in a position where he's going to do something terribly messed up. If the defense holds up, the game plan is going to win the game. It's up to them.
So real quick, House, you think he's playing at a high level because of the system and the structure he's under?
I think he's playing at a high level because he can make the passes. He can make
No. You think they're going to win because of the structure of the organization and the system that he is in. So it can't be one or the other. It can't be both. You think he's good just because of the system and the structure then?
No, I'm saying the game plan. The game plan for that game. Which coach in the top four has beat Bill?
How's that?
In the playoff.
I understand that, but that's usually called the system, right? Like the game plan, the structure that he's in. See, you're breaking up. I can't.
Too much going on back there.
But see, this is the problem, though, because if you start going down the road that House did, what you're saying is that the dreaded system, and it's just because of the structure. And that's the only reason why you trust him. And not necessarily him, it's because of Bill. But then somebody in the national media comes out and says he's only a system quarterback and it's only good because of the structure, and you pound all over him. Got to be one or the other.
Can you look at it? Can I offer a different way to look at it?
Help me.
Look at the other offenses that are left on the AFC. The teams that Christian just named, all of them to me, except for the Titans, have a better offense than the Patriots, better weapons. Mac has the worst weapons out of all the teams, and he's playing top four. Is that what you guys are saying? Imagine if he was on Kansas City and he had Hill to throw to.
I mean,
do you get what I'm trying to say?
He's got the best running back room of all the playoff teams.
Well, because Henry's out.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying,
but his wide receiver's not the best. He's not passing to the best guys.
I would agree with that.
He doesn't have
a Tyreek Hill. He doesn't have a Diggs. I get it.
But Harris and Ramondre Stevens are better than anything Tennessee has right now.
Yeah.
Better than anything the Ravens have right now. Better than anything the Chiefs have right now. Even with Hilaire back, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, better than, Mixon and who? I'm just talking about two guys. Mixon's outstanding. Yep. Eckler's outstanding. Then who? Jackson? So, I mean, I'm just talking about the pair of guys, and those guys don't need anybody else, but you talk about weapons, you got two great running backs. Unless you guys don't think he's great, they're great anymore, because that would be taking credit away from Mac.
You know who got released the other day? So Adrian Peterson was released by the Tennessee Titans.
Le'Veon Bell?
Philip Lindsay from the Houston Texans was released.
Hmm.
I'm curious to see. Now, he'll clear waivers at four. I'm curious to see if the Tennessee Titans actually make a play on him. They need a running back. They don't. They need a running back.
Yeah, they just got that kid, Dontrell Hilliard, they brought up from practice squad. And
No, I know.
Deonta Foreman. No, you're right.
They need a running back. I'm curious to see. Now, they just played against the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if they'll get him or not, but if I was the Titans, I would make a play with Philip Lindsay right away.
Mm-hmm.
Right away. And we'll see what happens at 4 o'clock.
All right,
you may be facing him. That's why.
All right, let's go one more. Paul, Rhode Island. Paul, what's up?
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. I want you to embrace what you have. Have a nice holiday, all of you. But let's get back to basics, and I'll say this. I think the Titans are a little more comfortable being 8-2 coming in here, and I think that Pavel is a little more aware of what Belichick can do against him. It is the last time Brady played against us. But I will take the win against the Tennessee Titans for one reason only. We have to not lose at home anymore if you want to surface to the top going into the playoffs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for what you do.
You got it. No problem.
Thank you for what you do.
So we got a texter that asked me, what you're saying is that Mac Jones is the quarterback for the Patriots. He can never be a great quarterback.
They're saying that to you.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Because Mac plays for the Patriots, he could never be a great quarterback. Here's what I want you to do, Texter. I want you to listen, because when we come back, I don't know if you watched Man in the Arena episode 2, okay? I'm going to let Tom Brady answer that question for you. You'll hear what he said last night. We'll do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back. As I mentioned before the break, texter said, so what you're saying, Lou, is that he can never be a great quarterback because he plays for the Patriots. Now, I don't know if you guys saw Man in the Arena yesterday, episode two. I imagine you would have loved that segment, Christian, because it was all
my
about
name mentioned?
2002. No, the only video they showed is you just staring at Rodney Harrison as he broke his wrist and just walked away from the guy rather than going down and kneeling down in the Super Bowl and being like, Rodney, teammate, brother, are you okay? Speaking of which, we'll talk to Rodney Harrison at 4:30. And then they talked about the 0-2 season. We didn't make the playoffs. I thought it was going to be easy coming in after winning the Super Bowl. It wasn't. And then the 0-3 season. But Tom Brady spoke about that, I think, AFC title game, going up against Peyton Manning and how the two of them were different. And I know Mac was not a sixth-round pick. You know, he was the fifth quarterback taken in the draft, whatever. I don't know, there's so much disrespect, so it's not perfectly similar. But it was Peyton Manning, the offensive juggernaut, the Indianapolis Colts. Remember, coming into that game, I don't think they punted. Two playoff games before the AFC title game, the Indianapolis Colts did not punt the football in either game before he played them. And this is what Brady had to say about him versus Manning. And you ask me if it's similar to what Mac Jones is dealing with.
It wasn't about me. It was really more about how they saw Peyton, because I was a lot different than him. I was the late round pick. I was the overlooked one. I was on a team with a good defense. You know, he really led his team. And if they were going to win, it was going to be because of Peyton. If we were going to win, it was going to be because we had situational football and we had defense and Coach Belichick and all those things, which I didn't care. I mean, my goal is to win.
Mm. And maybe Mac's the same thing. But here's Tom Brady. He already won one Super Bowl. He's third year in the league, or fourth year, but third year as a starter. And he's sitting there saying, yeah, listen, he already recognized that if he was to win this football game, it was because of the structure, the system, the defense, and Bill Belichick. You know, and it took probably Brady had won three Super Bowls, and we were still saying that about him. A lot of people, we loved him, but a lot of people around the country were saying it. He had won three of the four Super Bowls and started his career. 3 in 4 years. And I said before, we asked, when did he finally lose this? I said it was 07 when they got Moss, and they're like, oh, okay, you don't think I can do what Peyton did? Watch, here's 50 up you, you know what, right up the keister. You know what I mean? So it took a while for Brady, but it's Brady admitting it. And well, he's getting upset. When I'm trying to say that, you know, or Texter was getting upset when I'm trying to bring that point up with Mac Jones. Tom Brady admitting it right then and there on last night's episode.
Okay, so
it ain't about him. What about him?
I think it is interesting because he's 100% correct, and I feel like it lasted almost his entire career here.
You said it ended last year when he left to go to Tampa.
No, it did. And I feel because if you say who had more to do, like whose win was that? Like you would never mention Bruce Arians' name with the Tampa Bay Super
Brady
Bowl.
Brady took
it
Arians.
It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't a joint effort. It wasn't because of the defense, even though it kind of was. It wasn't because of the coaching, even though it kind of was. It was because of him. He, like Peyton Manning, now have equal credit for their team's success. It's like they don't share it with anyone.
Right.
Like you don't ever say Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy. You don't. Nobody mentions that. Like who's the coach at for the Denver Broncos when he won?
I can see the guy too. He went on to coach somewhere else. Where the hell was it?
My point is that
Chicago.
Nobody even remembers his name.
No.
So he's right. He's 100% right.
Is it Fangio? No.
No, it was not Fangio. Fangio's new.
He was in Carolina.
The point is that now Mac is suffering or dealing with the same set of circumstances. And I would say, I would think that it kind of bugged Brady more than he's admitting to.
He said, I don't care. I just wanted to win.
At that time.
Right. But how would you feel if you won like 3 or 4 years in the league and you had won 3 Super Bowls? And it was still because of Bill and his defense and the structure and the system.
Like, Joe Montana got more credit for his 4 Super Bowls, with Bill Walsh, by the way, than Brady did with his 4 with Bill.
Brady had to win 3 more to get the love.
Ridiculous how many more. He couldn't tie him. He couldn't beat him by 1. He had to win 3 more.
Think about that. Like, so 07, he had to put up 50 touchdowns. And then he had to win 3 more Super Bowls. And the last one away from Bill. Before it turned into Tom.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it happened before last year and everything else, but still, it's like, so what does Mac have to do?
He's
not
going to
do this.
He needs Bill to leave.
He's not going to do what Brady did. Nobody is.
He needs Bill to leave, Lou.
Like, he won 3 Super Bowls and had a record season in 2007. That's what Tom had. After 2007, it was like, I've won 3 Super Bowls. I almost went perfect. I broke offensive records. I am a throwing quarterback. I'm just not the system.
Lou,
I'm just like Peyton. The only difference is I win.
We just
it took
had
that.
You're right. We just had this conversation last week when it came down to the Fox crew, the NFL Fox crew, talking about
the situation
or system. Situation.
Yeah.
All of them at the same time. When I heard that, the first thing I thought of was, here we go again. So Brady is 100% right. Like, everyone has ownership of it. Nobody's treated special. Like, he doesn't have that situation. On that Thursday night game or that Monday night game, Alex was sitting there right next to him.
The quarterback just said, if we win this AFC title game, it won't be because of me. It'll be because of Bill.
Yeah.
The system, the structure, the defense.
It's the same way with Patrick Mahomes. Let me see if it was the same way. I've really just those first round pick, those first round. You would think that based on where Mac was selected, that he would carry more of that, you know, that burden, and he would bring more of that, you know, swag with him.
And he was a first round pick. Brady, you know, who went 199 still. How many people were in front of him? How many quarterbacks in front of him? Remember the little episode thing that he did?
Brady 6.
Yeah, so there was 6.
Wasn't it 6?
There was 6 in front of him. Yeah. Mac had 4. And he was a first-round pick, but there was still
15th pick.
But there was still 4. He was 15th overall, but there was still 4.
Yeah.
Brady went 199, and there was only 6 taken in front of him. So it's Mac didn't get taken in 199th in the 6th round, but he was still overlooked. You know, 4 quarterbacks are better than him. I just think that, you know, Brady, like you said, like if Mac Jones wins and goes to the Super Bowl, you think anyone's going to be talking about because of Mac? Running game?
No. It'll never be because of Mac.
How about this? Josh McDaniels.
Yep.
What an amazing job he did.
They'll get more of the credit.
Protecting the young quarterback. Yeah. Like, that's kind of where it's at. That's why
He's almost last. He's almost last. When it comes to getting rewards and treats and, you know, trophies, it would go Bill, defense, Josh, Kraft.
Yeah, I know. Hey, one thing I wanted to bring up, maybe we should do more of it later on. This one cracked me up, too, because we're going to have Rodney on in about an hour from now. I'll play it quick before we go to break. So the 31-0 back and forth with Buffalo. You guys beat them, you know, lost the beginning of the year with the Lawyer Malloy game and then beat them 31-0 to end the season. You guys went 14-2.
Yeah.
And you always talk about ignore the noise and everything else. We always said Rodney Harrison was the best at manufacturing it. This is what Rodney said after winning that game 31-0 and finishing the year 14-2.
Same score, baby. That's what we like. Same thing, same thing. It's a way to finish on a great note. For all you people that doubt us.
For all you people that doubt us. 14-2. You're 14-2.
For all you people that doubt us.
14-2. How many people are doubting you? 14-2. Was he going back to week one after losing to Buffalo? You hate your coach?
13-2 at the time.
He's going back to... Yeah. No, you just won. You're 14-2.
I know, but before the game. Before the game.
Well, I guess before the game. So nobody thought you could beat Buffalo?
No.
At 13-2? At home, we got 10-point underdogs?
At least. At least at that time, yeah. At least
for all you people to Dallas.
So I feel that
14-2.
There has been this. I feel like I don't want to respond to the main aspect of this is when it comes to avoiding the noise. I don't know if you want to do that now.
No, we'll do it. Do it now? I just want to throw that out there because it just made me think about it.
Because I feel like and eventually we'll get to it.
Yeah,
the whole avoid the noise. They got it wrong.
Yeah.
They got it wrong. Nobody avoids the noise. I can explain to you what the new phrase should be later.
Yeah, do that later, will you? Because I want to take a little break right now. Again, Rodney Harrison will join us in an hour. I want to I want to switch gears a little bit with some Celtics. Because Tim Botemps of ESPN wrote an article, spoke to many NBA executives, assistant coaches, and scouts, asked them questions about the Boston Celtics, some very interesting comments about the Celtics and the two J's. We'll do that. That's coming up next on Maloney and Fourier.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the MFers. By the way, this hour brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. What the hell are you doing over there for you?
You know, if you want to know what I would love for a Christmas gift,
what would that be?
A new, nice pair of headphones.
For Ben Volen?
Didn't you just, you have beautiful Bose headphones.
Yeah, but those are like for, there's not for the, for, I don't use them for the radio. We use them, the little earbuds. I can't use them. There's no wire. How are we going to connect?
I thought they were wire like those. No?
No, I don't have those. I have the earbuds.
Oh, well, there you go. Well,
that's what I use when I want to focus me. If you're looking for,
when you're going for a jog?
Yeah, when I go jogging, my fat ass. I couldn't jog around the block.
Oh, my God. All right, so the Boston Celtics have sort of right the ship here a little bit.
Playing better
basketball. Well, listen, I think, defensively, as we mentioned, it's amazing how everything changed for this team. You know, they're sitting there 10-8 right now since that collapse in the fourth quarter against the Chicago Bulls. And, of course, Marcus Smart after the game calling out the 2Js saying that they don't like to pass. Mm-hmm. Because, since then, it hasn't been perfect, don't get me wrong, but they've played, I think, number one in the league in defense.
Yeah.
As you said, defense, to us, it's always been about effort, right?
Yeah, and they didn't have any of that last year.
No, none
of
it.
They were terrible, and it was all effort.
So, they're 8-3, I think, in their last 11. They've now won three straight, Lakers, Thunder, and then they beat the Rockets, who are just an awful basketball team. But Tim Botemps of the ESPN, he spoke to a lot of different guys. One NBA exec, I can't believe this whole era for them hasn't really worked. They're stuck in neutral, and maybe they're going backwards. So this first one, we kind of, the whole era for them hasn't really worked. And I'm curious, is the era over? Yes. Is the window over?
Yes.
It's closed?
Yes, it has. What?
So the era he's talking about is the team that Danny tried to build.
No, he
that didn't
he,
work.
He did. He actually... I would say I give him mad props for successfully building, doing almost the unthinkable, what he was able to do. Go back and look at that 2017-2018 roster.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's what I thought when the window was open at its widest. And Danny had managed the cap. He had managed all those draft picks. He had picked the right players. He had gotten the right free agents to agree to sign here. I know they gave him a lot of money, but still, it worked. He managed trades perfectly. So that starting lineup, think about your starting lineup would have been Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford. You had Marcus Smart on that team.
Jaylen Brown.
You had Jaylen Brown was going into his
second. Because Tatum was a rookie.
Yeah, so Jaylen Brown was a rookie. No, that was reversed.
Yeah, Tatum was a rookie.
Tatum was a rookie, and Jaylen Brown
you
just finished his first
Jaylen
year.
You're Jaylen Brown to take a big step. Tatum's a rookie. Let's see what he is. But next thing you know, boom, he's playing all
Yeah, but you also had Terry Rozier on that team. You also had Marcus Morris on that team. You had not only did you have a great starting five.
Jeff Tice?
You had, no, Aaron Baines.
Oh, Baines. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
but you had an unbelievable bench.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a great roster. The first game, Gordon Hare blows his ankle out, and that is the end of it. That's when it all ended. For all the work, all the effort, all the time, and all the money, it all really comes down to Gordon Hayward destroying his ankle in the first game of the regular season. And that's when the window was. Because all these other, you know, NFL execs, former scouts, whatever you want to call it, they're going, oh, huh, what is it? Like, when's this era going to start? No, dude, they missed it. They missed it.
Well, I think in the NBA, you know, in your team, like the Lakers, where, you know, LeBron doesn't decide to go or some other great superstar doesn't decide to go, you had to do kind of what Danny did. And I would agree. Back then, it was like he took a shot and it just didn't work. You know, he took a shot.
But no, but it didn't work because he did a bad job. He did an excellent job.
We have no idea what Hayward would have been like. You know, and then, you know, Tatum might have been like just off the bench as the seventh, eighth guy, you know, instead of getting all those minutes. And obviously that helped him.
It changed everything.
It did. It changed everything. But I just, you know, as far as it being over and is it going backwards, I don't know. So there was a few, another executive, I think he described this 2020 Celtics team to a T. He says the Celtics the last couple years have had a few really good players and too many roster spots dedicated to players they drafted who aren't good enough. Does that just define last year's ball club? Like to a perfect T? When you said Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, who can't play on, you know, back-to-back, Smart, and their entire bench was the last couple years of a draft. And it kept, oh, Pritchard will help you. Neesmith will help you. Mm-mm. Yeah, because you needed Mm-mm. it. You know, Ogilvy, Grant Williams. It was just the point guards. Water, whatever they, was it Waters? I forget some of these guys.
Traymont
Waters. And some of those. It was just like, God. Like, that describes it to a T. That's an executive. To a T. You know, then another Western Conference scout. Jaylen and Jason aren't making anyone better. I put it on them. I don't think we've talked about
that's
that.
That's been a criticism, and fair, I would say, because that really is ultimately the next step. And then how do you get to the next step? Well, okay, if you've won all the awards, you've showed up at all the, you know, the big time parties, you've gone to the All-Star game, you entered the 3-point contest, and oh, by the way, you got a big giant long-term contract with a lot of money. Usually that's when it should flip. Because really, now you've accomplished everything. Now the one thing that you haven't done is win a championship. So how do you do that? You got to change the way you play. You got to change the way you think. So, and we've been talking about that. We everybody knows that they're both really good players. How do they make the other guys better? How do they Tom Brady it up? How do they turn average players into great players? Great players into all-stars. All-stars into Hall of Famers. That is what you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if you heard Paul Pierce the other day in that telecast, and they were talking about this, and he was saying, you know, early in his career, it was hard to drive to the basket, kick out to a guy that you knew was going to miss the shot. You know, and it wasn't until he was, you know, around Ray Allen's, Eddie House, these types of guys, when the talent around him, when they put shooters around him, he was more comfortable with it. Like, it actually helped his game. He was looking to do it more because he had confidence that if he did it, he wasn't kicking it out to Marcus Smart or Grant Williams, you know what I mean, or Semi Ojeleye over the years. So it's just like, so I agree with that part of it. This was from the Eastern Conference exec. And again, the last one about the Jasons and Jaylen and Jason not making anybody better was a Western Conference scout. This is an Eastern Conference executive. Those two guys, okay, they've looked like players that legitimately don't enjoy each other's success. And it's been like that for years. The fact is it's still rearing its head, and it's not surprising in that regard. Jeff Goodman, once when we had him on, took a lot of heat because, you know, he took it a step further and said they're not best friends off the court. You know, and to me there's a difference between being best friends and being friends. You know what I mean? And it's, but the main part he was saying was like these two, they look like there's a disconnect when they're on the court. And they look like they have never played together ever before. You know, and there's an exec sitting there saying, yeah, they look like they don't even enjoy each other's success. So in other words, like Tatum is going off and Jalen's just sort of, huh. Now Jalen goes off. And
Tatum's
like,
the motions whatever. Almost.
You know what I mean? But it's sort of like your turn, my turn basketball. Like you go off for a little bit, I go off for a little bit. Like we got to make sure we both get ours in a win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess that's...
That's still a question about these two players.
You're
together.
Right. I always felt like, you know, unless they, you know, got the right person to kind of, I guess, you know, be the middleman in this negotiation, right? Where it was just felt like it was a different, but, and I don't know if they do. In the end, I think ultimately they'll both be better off without the other person on the team.
Well, it is interesting because you see Tatum the last few games, some assists are up and rebounds are up. But Botemps writes in there how the assist numbers have actually dropped. So, like, last year we were talking in the offseason saying, okay, they need to make everybody better. You know, they need to spread the ball out and whatever and help everybody else. Well, Tatum's assists have gone from 4-3 to 3-5. And Brown has gone from 3-4 to 2-5. So they've both gone down almost an assist a game. And then people, you know, the potential assists. Now, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong. When I see potential assists, it's almost like it takes out the variable of guys just missing shots. It's just like this would have been an assist if the guy hit the shot.
If the guy was a good shooter?
Correct. Like if Tatum dishes it to Romeo Langford, wide open right wing
corner
shot, he bricks it, but it's a wide open shot. That's a great play by Tatum that does not go down as an assist.
That's a potential assist.
Potential assist it is, correct.
Okay, so
okay, he's doing his job. The other guy isn't doing his.
The defense of me saying that right now, there's a Celtics green team out there screaming and yelling that, well, you can't get a lot of assists. Assists go down when you guys can't shoot. Well, potential assists have actually dropped as well. For these guys, like Brown went from 5-4 last year to 4-7. You know, Tatum went from 8-1 to 7.6. So it's not like these guys are shooting worse than last year and the potential assists are there. They're just not hitting shots. Even those are down. So they're not exactly doing anything that they thought that they said that they were going to do. You know, as far as making guys better, making the right decisions and kicking it out to the open man, that's actually gone down this year. Probably the worst comment here from an Eastern Conference assistant coach. You tell me what you think of this one. Jason Tatum is about Jason Tatum. Mm. I don't think he cares about winning now. And if he does, it's on his terms. He doesn't want to score 15 and win. He wants to score 39 and win.
I'll take that, too. I'll take 39 and win.
Isn't that a crushing description of your superstar, your foundational player?
Yep.
Jason Tatum is about Jason Tatum. I don't think he cares about winning now. He doesn't want to score 15 and win. He wants to score 39 and win. And unfortunately, I kind of agree with this assistant coach.
It's hard. It's hard.
Because when we've seen him score, you know, whatever, bad night, podium, team wins, sounds like someone kicked his dog. He sounds like Brady, the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in the league.
Well, I mean, listen, they were winning and he was just struggling personally. So I understand the mood where you can't get out of your own way, so it's hard for you to just feel happy in general. So, I just don't think it's going to change. I don't think it's going to change. And when I think about it, I go, so how Al Horford was brought in here for an obvious reason, and he's actually been playing great. How long is that going to last?
Forever.
You
think? What do you mean? He's fantastic.
No, just the overall. I feel like Al was brought in as a stopgap. So you're talking about this era. When's this era going to start? Like, when is the window going to reopen again? Is it open now? Is Al part of that new era? Or is Al just passing through? To me, he's just passing through.
I think he's passing through.
Yeah, so now what?
I mean, he's not going to be here for the next... When is this window open?
Sure.
I mean, everybody keeps waiting for this thing, and they say, okay, wait to see what these guys are like in 3 or 4 years. Okay, and if there's another contract for both of these guys, and they're here for 8 more years, you know, that window might be 3 or 4 years from now, or 2 or 3 years from now. We'll see what the rest of the roster looks like. Al's not going to be part of that. I mean, he's 35 years old. He's not going to be part of that.
No.
But he's been outstanding right now. He's actually been just as good. I might say he's even better right now than he was when he first showed up. And everybody was telling me how great he is.
Yeah.
He's actually better right now, I think.
It's so much better that he got a new nickname.
He's not shooting threes. He got a new nickname. Wise Old Al.
Wise Old Al.
There might be an argument the window starts next year because Kyrie might be leaving the Nets, who was a big roadblock for the Celtics to get through in the Eastern Conference. And now Giannis is talking about new challenges outside of the Milwaukee market. So if he leaves Milwaukee, Kyrie leaves, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, the Boston Celtics are in a prime position to take these two stars, build on it.
Oh,
Al's contract is only half guaranteed next year.
It's about
back,
who
Tyler.
The third guy is they bring in, correct?
Correct, and that would be the third slot that Danny's been, not Danny, I should say, Brad Stevens has been holding on to for next offseason. Yes. So if you get that third star, the stars are aligning for 2022 to be that first year the window is open.
Yeah, so if your window opens in 2022 and you go, 23, 24, 25, and you hope it kind of continues, Al's not part of that, is he?
No,
you're replacing him for a $5 million backup big with Robert Williams playing 30 minutes a game.
I feel like you're smoking something early over there. Like, you just mentioned Kyrie Irving returning.
No, I'm saying Kyrie leaving the Brooklyn Nets
would make the
Brooklyn Nets not as good. He probably goes out west, to L.A. Clippers or somewhere out there.
So the competition is not nearly as tough. It has nothing to do with you gaining better players. It's like you're just going to be a little bit older, and the competition won't be as hard.
It's kind of both, Christian, because I would say the Celtics, like right now, Josh Richardson, not a part of their long-term plans. Al Horford, not a part of their long-term plans. Dennis Schroeder is going to cash in this offseason.
He's not part of long-term
plans. He is not coming back. So you do have some major holes. The third star, I think, might be the easiest thing to fill in, but then the rest of the team from there in this offseason is the biggest question. That a first-year guy like Brad Stevens, I don't know if he's capable of doing that, but if he does it well, this team can compete for a title next year.
I'm a no.
The big question
I don't even have
is,
to think about it.
Would you take Kyrie or would you rather eat ham on Thanksgiving?
I'd rather eat ham.
Me too.
Yeah, I'd rather eat ham. And it goes against me.
I would eat ham.
Another one
for
too
a week.
I want to bring up quick before we go is this resurgence. Have you apologized to Marcus Smart yet? Because you've seen that a lot, right? Media? Yep. Everybody going to apologize to Marcus Smart.
Well, he's the new Al Horford.
Yeah, like ever since that Chicago game, like his message got across to everybody and they're passing more, they're playing better defense and everything else. I was looking at something with Marcus Smart. I thought it very interesting. I don't think he should apologize. I don't think we should apologize to us.
We shouldn't apologize to him?
We shouldn't apologize to him.
He
should apologize to us.
Why?
They should apologize to us.
Because who's they?
I think the green teamers.
Oh, okay.
Greenies of the world.
Yeah.
Because somebody got to him, somebody talked to him, and he's finally doing what we told him to do.
Yes.
Okay?
Agreed.
Before that Chicago game, during that Chicago game, the first like seven games of the year, he was averaging like 6.5 three-point shots a game. 6.5.
Too much.
Now he's averaging 3.5.
Yeah, better.
Since Chicago.
Yeah.
So, Marcus Smart apologized. No, he changed his game. Somebody got to him. Ime Udoka got to him. And I even pointed out the other day, like that game that he went off 22 points, he was 1-for-2 from three. When Marcus Smart scores 22 points, he's one of those weird three-point shooting nights. 6-for-9, 6-for-10, or 5-for-9.
And even opponents are like,
when he goes for 22, 2 three-pointers.
Two.
He went 8-for-11 from the floor in two-point shots. He took it to the basket. So I'm not apologizing to him because he's finally doing what everyone's telling him to do.
Don't shoot threes. Exactly.
He's shooting three a game instead of 6.5 a game.
Yeah, the other day, like there were so many clips on Twitter about what a great job he's doing and stop talking so badly about him. And look at his – I mean, yes, totally fine with it. Totally fine with it. It's just the corner threes. It's too many shots. Not when you have these two guys – on your team, they need their ego stroked. They need the ball more than you do. And I actually see him thinking about it, at certain times
turning
during the games. Like, he's wide open shot, a shot that he normally would have taken and wouldn't even second guess. He holds on to it or he readjusts and he resets.
Yeah, and I think it's been all the difference in the world. Again, the best offensive performance of Marcus Smart this season came in a night when he scored 22 points and only took two threes, went 1-for-2. Beautiful. Beautiful. Like, since Chicago, he's taken 3.5 instead of 6.5 threes a game. I mean, that's all we've ever wanted, correct? Like, and he's averaging, like, you went from averaging like 10 shots a game to like 8.5 shots a game. Beautiful. Perfect. I'm not apologizing to him. You apologize to me because he's finally doing what we want him to do. Shoot less. Take less threes. I don't mind when he takes it to the basket.
No.
Yeah, say it to me. I don't mind him taking it to the hoop. I don't mind that little fadeaway in the paint that he takes over small guards.
Just how does he maximize his talent? Like, I think it all comes down to efficiency. How can he become a more efficient basketball player in the constructs of a team environment?
He comes off the bench.
That's fine. I always listen on a different team. He comes off the bench.
Is it impossible to start Schroeder? It just doesn't fit. Like, like Marcus is out there with the shooters and you want Schroeder to come off the bench and be the shooter. Like, Marcus coming off the bench, he's not, and then you're going to ask him to shoot more with that second unit. I guess it doesn't make sense. Right?
I don't really have a problem with it because your defense is damn good either way. With even if Schroeder's on the floor, he's obviously not the player defensively that Smart is. But, I mean, it kind of makes up for itself because Schroeder's been so damn good in terms of creating last-second shot clock. Like, he's been very
good. I know, but I'm just saying, like, when the second unit, like, Schroeder's out there with Tatum, you know, or and maybe Al, they stay out, whatever, or with Jaylen. If Schroeder starts, he comes out. Marcus is now out there with those guys. And now all of a sudden he becomes more of a, we need you to shoot more, which goes against everything I want to be programmed into this guy's mind. You know, like you give me 8 shots a game, 3 threes a game, people will enjoy you a lot more, I think.
Yeah.
Personally.
Totally fine with it.
All right. All right.
And
listen,
I still want you to dive on the floor. I still want you to, like, all that stuff is so important. So important. The crazy thing is that, what did you say their record is since the
8-3.
Since the meeting?
8-3, number one defense in basketball.
Wow. So are you going to call it and say it actually worked?
Wait, let me speak like Mac Jones. 8-3, best defense in the country. We had Mac Jones on the other day. Yeah, one of the best defenses in the country. I'm like,
yeah.
He is still in it. Not best defenses in the NFL. They had one of the best defenses in the country. Dude, this isn't Alabama.
No, that's
funny.
This
isn't college. We don't say that in the NFL.
So that's a good pickup because he did say that. He said one of the best defenses
in the country.
In the country. Okay, yeah. What are the teams in Idaho feel about this?
Nebraska's
Oregon,
got a good deal.
Oregon, Nebraska, they're not. Wyoming.
All right, speaking of Mac Jones, the AFC All-Pro, the Pro Bowl came out. The balloting came out.
The first
Speaking
first
of Mac
round.
Jones. Well, you're going to be pissed.
I am.
Where
I?
He is. We'll tell you where Mac Jones sits in the Pro Bowl voting. Next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.